Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, Coldplay had some songs. That's the best I'll say about him. it's midday, Jamie. Jamie is out. Actually, that's not true. I really like a lot of Coldplay songs. It's just not cool to say that into a microphone where other people might hear you say it.
I just think that this song perfectly encapsulates what we're getting ready to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to do dumb debates, talking about leaving your cart out when it's raining instead of putting it back in the crawl. But you know, you playing that song, the Fix You song by Coldplay, inspired me to talk about something else real quick. Guys, I know the Chiefs lost last night. I know it wasn't a pretty game. I know we had more penalties called on us than have ever been called on any team ever. I'm making that stat up. I don't know that it's true, but if doesn't it feel right? Doesn't it? We had 13 penalties called on us for over 100 yards. That's the most it's ever been called on any team ever. Again, that stat isn't true as far as I know because I haven't looked it up, but it feels true, doesn't it? Just feels right. So I'm gonna just try to add a little bit of sanity, a register of bass and calm to the discourse today, because I've seen so many people who are Chiefs fans wigging out. I don't know if Coley, they don't seem like the type to do it. Cody and Golder are really good at their job over next door. I've not felt the wall reverberating. I was expecting it to be punched out. I've literally, any podcast, any Chiefs-based podcast I listened to this morning, they were just screaming and angry. Not those guys. They're good. They're going to be fine. Like, I know this is bad. I know being 2-3 is not something we're used to unless we were talking about the team from 2021 or the team from 2019 even that lost a game like this. Back in 2019, the Chiefs lost to the Tennessee Titans. You remember that game? We outgained them by 159 yards. It was Mahomes' first game back after his kneecap injury thing. We lost to the Titans 35-32 on an ugly special teams play. Sound familiar?
I have doubled the trauma from that game.
Really?
First, the initial trauma of watching that game. Then I want to say it was around Christmas, and I was in the Chiefs Pro Shop at Arrowhead. And I guess they have all those TVs in there. They just play games all day. They were replaying that game.
Why?
So I was standing in line.
Why?
During Christmas time.
Oh,
the line was kind of long. And that game was on TV.
Yeah.
So for like half an hour at the Chiefs Pro Shop, I got to witness that hunk of garbage.
How did that season end, Quentin?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't remember
so
what happened in 2019.
I mean, there are three options. AFC Championship game.
Yep.
Super Bowl win.
Yep.
Super Bowl loss.
It was a Super Bowl win.
Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
But, you know, in retrospect, all three are good options.
Right. Yeah, that's where you want to be. So anybody saying we're going to miss the playoffs, shut up. You're insane. Anybody saying, oh, we're definitely not going to win the division, well, tell Vegas that, because it's basically a horse race right now between the Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs, as far as Vegas is concerned, on the odds to win the AFC West.
Well, and the Chargers are ahead because they have three division wins.
Yeah.
And we've played one divisional game.
Well, if we don't get the one seed, we can't win the Super Bowl. We didn't have the one seed in 2023.
I have become a big sample size guy, yeah, as analytics have found its way into baseball a lot, and I'm real deep into the like baseball stats. I love that stuff, which has now carried over into my football opinions, which means I'm very good at fantasy football. But because of that, like, I don't freak out about one stuff loss like this, because yeah, sample size is so important in sports.
The freaking out about this also seems crazy based on to your point, because they didn't lose in the way that they lost the other two games.
Right.
The other two games, the offense couldn't get going and fell apart. And whether that was an interception or whatever, this game, the offense had no problem other than the pick six, which obviously was devastating, swung the game by a huge margin. In fact, the Chiefs had a 70% chance of winning. After the pick six, it went down to 28%. But
yeah,
but the offense, other than that, looked great last night. Looked like the offense that we had up until about till 2023, 2024. The way they lost was by playing bad defense and getting a lot of stupid penalties. That's not how they lost the first two games. So if it was, again, the offense not being able to get started, then I'd be like, I'm a little bit worried, because that's a sample size of three games now that you lost. Anyway, back to this. I was saying we lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars despite having 157 more yards than them on the night. We lost to the Titans back in 2019, even though we outgained them by 159 yards. It just happens sometimes.
What's that phrase? This is why we play the games.
That's why we play the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the stats don't matter. It's just paper. Yeah. On top of that, I'll just say this is we're favored right now in most sports books to beat the Lions next week.
It is at home.
Yeah. So maybe have as much faith in your team as Vegas does. Just say it.
It's
just throwing that out there.
Because there's now a team in Vegas. And so,
well, I'm pretty sure the Raiders have a lot more faith in us than they have in themselves, yeah, too.
Let's just say that the owner of the Raiders has more faith in his WNBA team right now.
All right. It's time for dumb debates. So this one comes from Mike in Olathe. And he says, this morning it was raining. If you were out there, it says full on sideways wet jeans rain. Excuse me. I had my coffee in one hand, my phone in the other, trying to get the stupid trunk to close from the app. And by the time I got the groceries in, I was soaked. The cart corral was maybe 20 feet away. But at that point, what's the difference? I'm already committed to being damp. So yeah, I left the cart propped against the little grass island by the light post. It wasn't blocking anyone. It wasn't rolling away, and honestly, I probably saved someone else the walk. The cart guys are out there anyway. It's literally their job. Call me lazy if you want, but I just call it having respect for myself. My wife, however, disagrees and yelled at me the entire way home from the grocery store. Again, that's Mike. In Olathe, so 913-586-7798, just text in on this. Did Mike do the right thing? Is Mike justified in this? His justification for leaving the cart out is that, well, it was raining, it was too wet. Also, it's somebody's job to come get it anyway. If anything, I'll just play devil's advocate here. If anything, Mike is helping out the local community by making sure that he doesn't say which grocery store it was, that Hy-Vee or Price Chopper. Or, well, not Aldi, because they don't have those people, but you have to take the cart back to get your quarterback. Even Walmart. You're making sure that that person has a job. So you're just going around making sure. You're just a little budding economy of laziness is what that is, Mike. And I think that there's something beautiful in that. What do you think, Quentin?
I have so many thoughts on this.
I knew you would.
Okay. One, let's just get this one out of the way.
Yeah.
Just because somebody has to clean up after you doesn't mean that you should leave a mess. We have a company that comes and cleans this building. Does that mean that I should leave my food wrappers in this studio because the custodians come in and clean this studio? No. No, it does not. I should clean up after myself because I'm an adult, mm-hmm. and that's what adults do. So that's a bad argument. That, to me, is you justifying, you know you did something wrong, so you're trying to come up with yet another thing so you can feel better about yourself.
Yeah, because dropping the devil's advocate stance here, the cart corral person's job is not to go around grabbing carts. Their job is to go get the carts in the corral and then bring them back into the store. You just made their job harder. Is what you did. Like, yeah. You could justify it as saying, well, they wouldn't have a job without me. No, they would still have a job because their job is not to go get the carts from various areas of the parking lot. They have to do that because lazy SOBs like you leave the carts out. Then they have to go get them. So you just made their job harder. Just like your perfect example of if we have a cleaning staff here. Does that mean I get to pee all over the counters? No, that's horrible.
No, the custodian's job is to take the trash from the trash can and to take that out,
yeah.
Not to grab the trash off the counter.
So, no, Mike and Aletha, tell your wife she's 100% right. You're 100% wrong. This is just a crappy way to go through life.
I have even more things to complain about.
Okay,
here.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I can't wait to hear them.
The fact that you admitted that you were already wet
mm-hmm.
makes it even worse because you already know that I'm already wet. Like, what's more rain going to do to me at this point?
That's like, actually a great point.
That's a dumb argument. Now, yeah. If you were finishing putting your groceries in the trunk of your car and you're like, man, it's just started to rain, then it's like, okay, we could have a different conversation. But the fact that you already admitted that you were wet from moving your groceries into your car and you're like, I don't want to get more wet. Damp jeans and wet jeans are the same thing.
Yes. Also, you're right. I don't want to get more wet. You're already wet. Also, you're saying, I don't want to be out on this. I don't want to have to put my cart away because I don't want to get more wet. You know what I'll do? Make it so somebody else has to do it so they get even more wet. Believe me, I've worked outside in jobs. I've worked manual labor jobs, and I've had to be outside. Just because you're out there and you're already wet doesn't make it somehow better because you're getting paid for it. Earning $17 or $15 an hour, however much those cart corrallers get paid, doesn't make up for the fact that they're getting rained on. Doesn't make their job better. Do those people look happy? Have you ever talked to one of those people? They aren't happy.
So that's those are my two main
that's
complaints.
Good. Yeah, no. The odd double barrel shotgun of angst from Quentin and Jonathan on this is, yeah, dude, you done goofed. Like, what are you doing? Pick up your own carts and pick up after yourself. And you can't justify it by saying it's somebody else's job. Because once we start doing that, we're going down the road of madness.
That's another good point that you bring up when we do these. It's like we live in a society.
Yes.
Okay.
What I should call this. We call it dumb debates. It should just be called we live in a society. Have to cooperate with each other and not make each other's lives harder.
There are a lot of unwritten rules that which we live by.
Yeah.
And we as a society see those carts. And we're like, oh, let's put them with the other carts so that way they can make their way back inside.
Somebody on the text line said, what if you have a baby in the car? Do you not put the cart away then? Like, no, but you keep the baby in the cart, you load the groceries into the car, then you take the cart over to the back of the corral, grab the baby, and put them in the car. If it's raining, then you put the baby in the car and then grab them again and push the cart back. But you shouldn't be taking your baby out when it's raining anyway.
Like, I don't know. They do have like cute little ponchos and hats.
Fine. If they're in a cute little poncho and hat, you don't have to worry about them getting rained on. You bring them with you. Also, it wasn't raining that bad this morning, was it?
No, not really.
I don't think it was that bad, dude. Like, you couldn't put your car away because it was raining too hard?
Also, this is also more of a personal problem.
Yeah.
I assume you knew that it was going to rain. Rope, put on a jacket.
Good point. Get a poncho. Get an umbrella. They're everywhere. They're free. They're just like right there by the doors at every restaurant. Anyway, coming up, we're going to be talking about the favorite candy in each state. And what the hell is Sweet Smiles?
And there's three states that you really hate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going into Halloween. What candy should you be buying if you live in Kansas or Missouri to make the trick-or-treaters happy? Not this crap. That's next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever your favorite candy is, according to Newsweek in a poll, it is not going to be represented on this map of favorite candies in Missouri and Kansas. And I think that's a travesty. I think that they are misjudging us. And I also think that they're doing their polling wrong, which explains so much of our modern American society and who our elected leaders are these days. So in Kansas, the number one candy, according to this poll, is Sweet Smiles candy. Sweet Smiles. Ever heard of it? No, I've literally never heard of this. It's apparently something that's very popular in Wichita and Topeka and Salina and Western Kansas. I have never once seen Sweet Smiles candy. It sounds like the generic brand of candy that you would get. And apparently it is at like gas stations. That's what it is. It's not even a specific candy. We get the brand.
Well, it's funny because it's very popular in Kansas. And then on the same chart, it's like in the South. It's also very popular in the South.
Okay.
So like Louisiana, Mississippi, like right in there, it's also very popular. And it's just so weird to me. I've heard of everything else on this list.
Yeah, me too. Hard candies, peppermint twist, fruit discs, and gummy candies such as fruit rings and spice drops. And look, these might be great, but why did we get the brand instead of a specific type of candy for Kansas?
Remember?
It's a brand name. It'd be like saying your favorite car is Ford.
Remember when we were talking about grandma candy?
Yeah.
I think we got to put Sweet Smiles on the grandma candy list.
That was all grandma candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. By the way, that sounds like we're talking about like some weird stripper.
Coming up to the stage is Sweet Smiles, followed by Grandma Candy. Here. Never mind. It's kind of. I had a lot more I could have done with that bit. I'm not doing it.
See, this is why Jamie is good for the show. She really corrals everything in, you know? She really keeps us on track.
Here at Knee Knockers, where the boobs are as low as our prices.
I'm sorry.
Watch the wrinkles go out of Grandma Candy's face. She drops them on stage.
I'm done. I promise. I'm done. Anyway, Sweet Smiles was the number one candy for Kansas. You know the number one for Missouri and Illinois? One thing those two states can agree on. Twizzlers Twists? Not Twizzlers. What are twists? Is that the regular Twizzler or is the twist the bowl and peel one?
As someone who claims to enjoy Twizzlers, I feel like you should be the one that knows this.
Okay.
This is your side of the thing.
Okay, so Twizzlers Twists are just the regular Twizzlers.
Oh,
okay.
That's just what they're
called? Yeah, I thought it was the pull and peel ones.
Oh, so...
Yeah, then just say Twizzlers! Nobody's overthinking this, except for you. And then you underthink Kansas? God, you disappoint me, Newsweek. Just be better. You used to be this stunning magazine. You expose corruption. You publish the Pentagon Papers. And now you can't even get a candy pull correct. Oh, God. In case you're wondering, Laffy Taffy is the number one candy in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Because if I think of states that love a laugh, it's Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota.
I noticed that you're avoiding Nevada and Montana.
Red Vines. Oh, God. You can't afford Twizzlers up there? Is that what it is? You can't get the good stuff?
You're going home from there? The casino in Vegas, and you're just like, man, you know what I could really use right now? A cheap Twizzler.
Nevada. Where do you think Nevada is, buddy?
What state? What is that? Not New Mexico?
Yeah, that's New Mexico. That's Arizona. That's Arizona. Yeah. Nevada Snickers.
They're all the same state.
Okay. Oh, right. That's just a bunch of barren wasteland.
Just a bunch of desert.
Yeah, who cares? Just a bunch of meth heads out there, some of them. I think they did the same thing to Texas. In Texas, their favorite brand is Trolley, or favorite candy is Trolley. Isn't that a brand? Not necessarily, or is that...
I thought those were like sour gummy worms.
Those are sour like gummy worms, but there's a bunch of different ones. Like, do they like the worms or like the rings?
I'm starting to think that they just talk to a bunch of children.
Skittles in Florida. So that's one rainbow that they're okay with. You can taste that rainbow there. Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar is the number one for South and North Carolina.
Basic.
That's some double B stuff right there. That's just doubling up on them Bs. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the best ones. That's Pennsylvania. That's a bunch of states. I'm not going to get into that.
Well, it's actually good that Pennsylvania has a Hershey's product.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really sad
if they didn't.
Yeah. If they chose any.
If they went with any other confectionery. Let's see. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were popular all over the place. Also, Oregon. Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon agree. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the best, according to this. And the one that stands out as weird is Washington State. Their favorite is Twix, but Alaska Nerds. And Alaska Nerds.
Well, you know what Nerds are?
Just hard sugar.
No, they're just the bits of Gobstoppers.
Like a crack rock. What?
The Gobstoppers. Yeah. You know, the giant.
Yeah, yeah.
The Nerds are just the bits of those.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I also wonder if up in Alaska they thought just eating Nerds like a person, like that was something that they liked to eat. I could see that. We feed them to moose up here. If you're able to do math right, we just carve you up and throw you into a trough for the moose.
I just think that the weed capital of the United States in Colorado, they like gummy bears.
Yeah, that makes sense. Infused and not infused. And Hawaii is Cadbury for favorite candy for that state.
So if you're going to Hawaii, smuggle in some eggs for them. I guess they just can't get enough of them out there. Coming up, we are going to do a little segment I like to do on the show sometimes called Good News, Bad Comments. Basically, the way this works is I'm going to tell you guys a great story, an amazing story, a wonderful story about somebody whose life has been impacted positively by just existing on this planet with the rest of us, and then give you the comments that come from the most cynical, dark back pages of the internet about those heartfelt stories. And then we roast those comments. It's fun. It's a fun take on humanity. Coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Shaboozy. That's going to be great for the people on the podcast who just think I'm saying the word shaboozy because you don't hear the music. And I am. I'm just saying shaboozy. It's midday. Jamie's out. Jonathan is in with Quentin. I'm going to do some good news, bad comments in a second. But Quentin, you were unfettered in your anger over the break. You just started railing about bad things to find in your Halloween bag because we were talking about how bad this poll was from Newsweek on the favorite candies in each state. And in Kansas, it's Sweet Smiles, whatever the hell that is. It's a brand, not an actual specific candy. At least you guys in Missouri get Twizzlers, which are awesome. But you were saying you used to go trick-or-treat at a nursing home?
No, it was like a giant
retirement
home. Yeah, it was like a giant housing district where all the old people lived. It wasn't like a retirement home. It was just, you know, these people bought the house in 1946 when they were $7.
I gotcha.
So all these rich old people lived there. And, you know, we would go around and we would get like good candy. But there was this retired teacher and she would hand out number two pencils.
Oh,
and that's
God.
What she would. And she would always dress up like a math worksheet. She would wear like a white like shirt and she would like have like a different numbers and math problems on her shirt.
That is her doing that so that like that it's the teachers. She's trying to help out her fellow teachers, like, because she's tired of kids having to borrow pencils or not having pencils. And then she'd be like, well, I gave them pencils for Halloween, so don't even complain to me about it. I'm assuming that's how she talked, and that was dead on accurate.
I'm not pro vandalism, but if some eggs happen to hit her siding of her house every once in a while, I'm not upset about it.
You need to learn your lesson. How else are you going to learn it handing out friggin' pencils to kids when they're expecting candy? How are you going to expect to learn? Because they're just going to be nice. Say, oh, okay, thank you. Or even look in their bag. That's the worst part, is when you're just doing that and they just throw it in the bag. If you're going to hand out pencils, let the kid grab the pencil.
It wasn't even like a cool...
So they know. They know who did
it. Was a number two pencil. Mm. It wasn't like a cool pencil. Like, she wasn't handing out mechanical pencils. She sucked. This lady sucked.
So, real quick, what are the worst things to find in your Halloween bag when you were a kid? Pencils?
Yes. Pencils? There was a retired dentist, mm-hmm. or maybe he wasn't retired, but there was a dentist that lived up
there.
He was
just old.
Yeah, and he would hand out a kid's toothbrush and, like, you know, the little travel size toothpaste. And you know what? Like, that one's not as bad. At least that's practical.
No, it's not. It's not okay, because that's just marketing. He's using a holiday, a sacred holiday, according to the pagans, and we stole it from them, a sacred holiday. They're using that to market their dentistry. Not okay.
Well, and you know what, too?
What if I was handing out, I don't know, like, MP3s of the show? Like, I was just, hey, let me see your phone real quick. Okay, here, happy Halloween. I just subscribed you to our podcast.
And, you know, he probably got that stuff for free because, you know, the way that stuff
works. He's cheap.
Yeah.
He just has it at the dentistry for handing out to kids after they get their teeth cleaned. Nah, that's not okay. That's worse than the pencil.
That is not worse than the
pencil. That's worse than the pencil. Because it's selfish.
A singular number two pencil. And 6-year-old Quentin was too nice to be. And we always forgot where she lived.
Yeah.
Because we would go there once a year.
All right. I can one up that, though. All of those. Pennies. Even in the 80s. When maybe they carried a little more weight than they do now, that was still like, okay, we got enough trash. Like, are you just trying to clean out your junk drawer and you're handing us random stuff that you, pennies. There would be people who would roll up, not even like a roll of pennies, but like put them into like a little plastic baggie and then tie the thing around it, and you get it and be like, okay, I just got 15 cents from that person. God, that's awesome.
Just go buy a bag of candy.
Just go buy candy with it. Right. Why are you handing out pennies? The funniest one was when a couple of years ago, when Finn was trick-or-treating, my youngest son, back in Massachusetts. And this was in, it was 2021. So it was like after COVID and everything. But because the year before, there was no trick-or-treating. They didn't do it. Which I thought was tragic, but whatever. They didn't do trick-or-treating the year before. And then in 2021, very few people came out. And because there was that year off, some people forgot.
How do you forget?
They just did. I don't know. How do you forget Halloween? I don't know. Maybe. And also, how do you forget Halloween in New England? That's like our thing. And so we went to one house. Most of the houses weren't lit up. They didn't have their porch light on. But we went to one house, and the guy literally was like, oh, God, I don't have any candy. Hold on. And he goes, and I hear him rummaging. And I'm like, oh, God, that's not a good sound. And he's rummaging, and he comes back, and he's got literally a bag full of screws. He's like, you need screws? Like, saying it to me. I was like, and Finn was like, yay, and grabbed the screws and put them in his bag.
Were those screws his best friend?
Just random screws. I don't know. Honestly, don't know what happened to him. I have no idea. But thank you for giving us your leftover IKEA stuff. But the best one was, we went to a lady, knocked on her door, and she came to the door and went, like that, seeing my son, who was dressed up in a little Godzilla costume. And I thought, oh, she's just playing along. Like, oh, you're so scary. But she's like, what do you want? And we were like, it's Halloween? And she said, okay. Oh. Huh.
That, you know what that means?
Okay.
That means she answered the door without looking through her window.
She was very old. No, she just opened the door and we were just standing there. Yeah. And this cute little kid in a Godzilla costume nearly killed this woman. And then she's like, hold on, let me go find something. She goes in the back. I hear rummaging. Rummaging's always bad. And then she goes, oh, God. And she starts cursing. And we can hear her. We can hear her. I can't believe it's Halloween. Oh, my. Kids are going to be coming to my door all night. And we're just like, this is awkward. She comes back with a bag full of spaghetti.
I got nothing.
She came back with a bag filled with cooked spaghetti and just was like, here, take this. We were like, thank you.
You didn't have like, you know, like a small bag of pretzels or something?
Something. No. Yeah. We never ate the spaghetti. I didn't trust it. I just didn't. And Finn, what was he going to dig it? That was the saddest Halloween ever.
Screws and spaghetti?
Yeah, screws and spaghetti. The double S Halloween is what that was. Crap, we didn't have enough time for good news, bad comments. Let's do it real quick. Where is it at? Here. Mm-mm-mm.
Let's all go to the
comments.
Let's all go to the
comments.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the
comments
to get ourselves
depressed.
All right, so the way this works is I just give you a good news story and then tell you the worst reaction to that story. This happened in Alberta, Canada, where a Doberman named Ruby saved her owner from a grizzly bear attack on a hiking trail. The dog literally threw herself between the man and the bear, chasing it off and surviving with minor injuries. It's one of those rare stories that reminds you that dogs are somehow both idiots about squirrels, but superheroes when it matters. The dog Ruby is nominated for the Purina Hall of Fame for best dog. Dog of the year is what Ruby is nominated for and will most likely win. Who could possibly have a problem with this? Well, Eagle Fan 98 says this. The bear was only protecting her cubs, and that dog probably provoked her. This isn't a good news story. It's a story about how humans invade areas and then their pets provoke an attack by posing a threat to a mama bear and her cubs. Okay, first of all, Eagles Fan 98. One problem with that is it was a walking trail. So I don't know if you consider that invasion, but it wasn't a bulldozer convention happening in the middle of the woods. It was a walking trail. He was hiking, not fracking. All right. And you're just assuming the bear was there just, you know, protecting their cubs. That actually was true. The bear was protecting their cubs. Maybe this guy doesn't deserve to get eaten to death because he happened to walk by a mama bear and her cubs. And I would agree with you if he pulled out a gun and shot the bear, mounted it. I would agree with you if the dog actually, if the dog bit one of the cubs and or whatever. That's not what happened. It was a guy and his dog walking on a trail and they almost got murdered by a grizzly. The grizzly wasn't like giving a TED talk about boundaries afterwards. Like, oh, thank you so much for attending my presentation on territorial defense.
This guy sounds like he's watched too many Disney movies. And it's just like all these nice bears just hanging out.
Yeah. You know what? This guy, Eagles Fan 98, is acting like they'd be happier if
the guy got murdered.
If the guy had been mauled and then both of them, you know, if the guy had been mauled or both of them, the dog and the guy had been mauled. And then the bear, like, you know, went home and just journaled about personal space. This wasn't like, oh, you're invading my. It was a walking trail.
Average Eagle fans be like.
They do hate humanity. I'll give them that. That's consistent anyway.
Go to the
comments.
Let's all go to the
comments.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the
comments
to get ourselves
depressed.
The secret is don't read the comments.
All right. Coming up next. I don't know. Something. It's midday. So there is a tropical storm kicking up
in the South Atlantic. It is potentially becoming a hurricane. NHC is tracking it. And the name of the storm is Jerry. Jerry. Not, I don't know. I think actually if it was Gerald, that would actually be even goofier. But I'm just not afraid of a storm named Jerry. Grayson put this in the show stack from earlier. And yeah, I agree. He said that I agree with it. Like you can't make it a like a nickname. You know, like I wouldn't be afraid of a top tropical storm, Johnny.
Well, would you be scared of one called Priscilla?
Yes.
Because there's a hurricane in on the other side. In the Pacific near
really?
Mexico called
we don't,
Priscilla.
They don't get a lot of hurricanes over in the Pacific.
No.
Priscilla.
Which is why I would, and it looks like it might make landfall in Arizona.
Wow. Well,
so I had to Google what happens when a hurricane hits the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it can cause massive windstorms. Would you like to know what these windstorms are called?
Yeah, sure.
A haboob. H-A-B-O-O-B.
Haboob.
A haboob.
A hullaboob. What is the basis? Is that like an African name or something like that?
They usually occur in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So,
Middle East. That makes sense. Okay.
But yes.
A haboob. That makes it so much less threatening.
We need a more serious name.
We need to take these things more seriously. Like we need to, look. Also, maybe it's like serial killers. Serial killers don't sound scary. If it was just like, hey, there's this guy named Gary going around eating people in the Northeast. You're like, okay, Gary, the Rhode Island serial killer, big deal. But if you call him Gary Edward Hernandez, then you're like, oh God, they use three names. Maybe if we start doing that, give them, it's Tropical Storm Jerry Mitchell Terwilliger. That's scary. Oh my God, three names? I had to take that seriously. Tropical Storm Jerry, I'm not even looking for shelter at any point.
Well, it's like Midwesterners and tornadoes. You hear the tornado siren and you grab a six pack and sitting on your porch.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe start naming the tornadoes too. All right. Coming up, we're going to have a very special guest in the studio. Her name is Kim Whitman. She's the co-lead of Smartphone Free Children or Childhood US. She's going to be in studio to talk to us about the dangers of having your kids on their damn phones. Something we've talked about a lot on the show. It's coming up with her. You don't want to miss that on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.